Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, beginning with verse 2, and it reads, "After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them to a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before him Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, is it good for us to be here? Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' He did not know what to say. They were so afraid. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and the voice came from the cloud saying, 'This is my son whom I love. Listen to him.' Suddenly, when they looked around, they were no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I come to you today with a sermon that asks the question, am I living in denial? There's a fine line between fantasy and reality. For many of us, fantasy is a place where we escape to when reality becomes just a little bit too much to accept. Tell me if any of these sound familiar. When we are stressed out, we find ourselves in a place where we just lose ourselves in the moment, maybe in a good book or watching a little mindless television, just to distract us from all the things that are going on in our lives. How many of you are familiar with this old commercial line? "Calgon, take me away." How many of you knew that one? Come on, let me see some hands. I know I'm not the only one. I used to watch TV back in the 70s. Or how about this? When the current events of the day just seem to be too much to bear, some of us will just simply close up the newspapers, turn off the television, and just lose ourselves in some relaxing music, whether it's our favorite artists or our favorite playlist that we've sat and compiled for years and years. I know I drive past Anna crazy because every now and then when I'm done with the world around me and I want to get lost, I'll put on some good old soothing, relaxing Parliament Funkadelic. And then there are those times when we just can't find a way to relax. Those times when reality just seems to be crushing in on us. And so we find other ways, more fun ways to escape reality. I know I do this with some of my friends from when I was growing up. Here's what we do. Just out of curiosity, let me ask this question though. Do we have anybody here who played sports when they were younger? And I see a few hands going. Oh. Oops, okay. Now that I have your attention. Well, here's what I do. Every now and again, reality kicks in. Yes, I used to be really good at sports. Basketball was my favorite, followed by track and then football. So, when we talk about basketball, The reality that I have to accept is the fact that I can't play as good as I used to because of circumstances that are beyond my control. I'm just a little bit older than I was back then when I was good, but I was good. And so when me and my friends get together, we talk about some of those amazing moves that we used to do. I mean, we used to sit and talk about how he would throw the ball and I would catch it and dunk backwards with one hand and he would go and do his thing. And I mean, we had great moves. And normally by the time we're done with this trip down memory lane, it ends up going from a simple laughing of tears to a place probably that more resembles Fantasy Island. And as those memories and conversations come to an end, and we finish laughing and reminiscing about the good old days that probably weren't, because in all honesty, we play better in our minds than we did when we were on the court. Reality kicks in, and we remember how old we are and that our bodies can't quite do the things that it used to do. Now, beloved people of God, escape from reality is okay to do from time to time. It's okay because it helps to take the tension off. It helps to clear our minds. It gives us an opportunity to hit the reset button on occasions. But here's where it becomes a problem. When we spend too much time avoiding reality, when we spend a little bit too much time trying to live in that place where fantasy seems to be that relaxing thing that we live for day in and day out, what happens is we move into another plane of existence. We move into a place called living in denial. Living in denial is where we find a lot of unhealthy things happening. Take, for example, the cast of characters whom we read about just a short while ago in our scriptures today. Here we find each of them in that place where the reality that is standing before them is something that they don't want to accept in this particular moment in time. And so in their response to it, they would rather live in that place of denial as opposed to facing it. For example, beginning with Elisha, on several occasions as he and Elijah were walking, quite a number of people came to him and said, "Don't you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?" To which Elisha responded, "Yes, I know, but I don't want to hear about it, so please be silent." Or in some of the other translations, it says, "Just be quiet." Elisha was not ready to accept the reality that his mentor, a man who has been his father figure for his entire life, was now about to complete the work that God had called him to do and was going to now move him on to the next phase of his existence, whatever that meant. Though Elisha was living in denial, though he felt that this was a better place for him to be, the harsh reality that he had to face is that it did not change the plans that God had for Elijah. He was going to take him off this earth and move him on to his next place, his next level of work. And as we turn our attentions to our gospel reading, here we find Peter, James, and John facing a reality that they were not prepared for. As they stood with Jesus up on the mountain and they saw him transfigured before their very eyes, scripture tells us that his clothes became white, dazzling white, whiter than anyone could have ever bleached them. And if that wasn't enough, as they looked out at Jesus in this newly transfigured state, they then saw Elijah and Moses standing with him, talking with him, as if nothing was happening. not ready to accept this reality that Jesus was more than a teacher or more than just a good friend, not sure what was going on before their very eyes and another reality that they would have had to face. Peter responded by saying, "Lord, it's good for us to be here." Not knowing why he said it, being compelled, as the scripture tells us, more so by fear than anything else, he just said, "Well, how about we build 3 shelters, 1 for each of you?" He wasn't ready to face that reality that Jesus was something more than just a teacher. And then reality kicked in even harder when the voice of God overshadowed them from a cloud and he said, "This is my son, who I am pleased with. Listen to him." Though Peter didn't really understand why he said what he said, though James and John really weren't aware of what was going on in the moment, the reality that they had to accept was that Jesus was more than just a teacher, more than just a friend, but he was truly the Son of God. And that must have messed their heads up, realizing that all of a sudden this guy who I've been hanging out with for these last few years is really God's son. Beloved people of God, that's that slight, small bridge between fantasy, denial, and living in reality. And so that brings us to where we are today. As we prepare for our Lenten journey, the one that we're about to undertake, many of us are going to find ourselves standing face to face with a reality that we're not ready to deal with. This reality may come in the form of concerns about our job, our health, our finances, our living situation. It may come in the form of worries about family and friends, or even our neighbors or people in our church who we love and care about. It may come in the form of self-evaluation and correction when we look at ourselves and realize that we've got some bad habits or bad behavior, or maybe we need to examine the way that we treat one another. No matter what it might be, I encourage you to do what God told Peter, James, and John to do out of that cloud. He said, "Listen to what Jesus has to say to you. Listen to the words of God." And what you will discover is that whatever obstacles you may face that makes this reality that's standing in front of you hard to deal with, what you'll find in the Word of God are the answers. You'll find guidance. You'll find help. You'll find comfort. You'll find joy. You'll find love. All the things that you will need to help you to face this reality that's standing before you. And though it may be easier to retreat to that place where fantasy lives and denial is, by inviting God into it, inviting God to walk along with you on this journey, what you'll discover is that you actually will be able to deal with those hard realities that are going to come up in our lives. But how do we do that? Well, we start with 2 of my favorite things: prayer and meditation. Prayer, as we all know, is our conversations with God. That active conversation where we go to God and we spill everything that's on our heart and on our minds. How many times have we done that? Had a hard day, a hard week, and we just sit down, lay down, get on our knees, look up to the Lord and say, "Lord," and then we just open our mouth and then a river of words just come pouring out. That's the prayer part. The meditation part is after you have gotten it all out, be still. Be silent. And hear what God has to say. Allow God to give you that guidance, those words, that inspiration that you need. And then after that, engage your faith actively. Being in a relationship is not a passive thing. One person can't do it all. We have to do our part too. And so I encourage those of you who want to deepen your faith and deepen your walk with Christ and deepen your abilities to deal with those tough realities that are waiting for us once we leave the doors of this beautiful church. I invite you all to be faithful in attending church on Sunday morning. That's a place where you can simply exhale and just let go of stuff. Go to Bible study. One of the two that we have here or one near you. Come and pray. That's the best way to get stuff off your chest. Just pray. Give it to God and walk away. Spend some time studying and focusing in on that Lenten reading that we're going to be doing. Come to the Lenten services. And somewhere in all of those things, what you may find is a word, a phrase, a song, a scripture that will answer some situation that you might be facing in your life today. But it's more than just physically being there. Be present in the moment. Be actively engaged in listening. Let your spirit be in the moment. What do I mean by that? I mean that while you're sitting here listening to me ramble on about this scripture of being and living in denial and struggling and facing reality, don't plan your dinner. It'll be there when you get home. If not, pick it up on the way. Or find a friend that cooked and skip church, and then we'll give you an opportunity to tell them what you learned today. Be present in the moment. And when all that is said and done, beloved people of God, know this. It's okay to take a stroll through that time of fantasy where fantasy and denial meet from time to time. But don't stay there. Don't try to make that your permanent dwelling place, because reality is where we live. Reality is where God designed us to be. And the beautiful thing about the reality that we live in is God made one promise, and that promise is that he will be there with you every step of the way. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for being there with us when we needed you the most, for being there when we even think we don't need you. But Lord, as we take this Lenten journey, help us to find our way forward, trusting and believing that whatever we encounter, you're going to be there with us. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.